and allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have that busy signal for just another moment again. I wonder if she's trying and having a difficult time. Roll call, please, Jake.
Hillary?
Here.
Brenda?
Here.
Susie?
Here.
Glenn?
Here.
Arlene?
Here.
And Nikki?
Tiffany?
Here.
We have Cora.
Yeah, Steve.
Others in attendance? We have Austin Roof here in Sandpoint. Jade at the table with us. Superintendent Seifert on the phone. Is there anybody else online?
Dave Nelson is on the phone.
Oh, hi, Dave. I didn't think you were going to call in.
I'll see if I can make it.
Okay. All right. Glad to have you, Dave. Moving on to approval of the agenda. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda, or are there any additions?
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
A second. Motion by Susie, second by Arlene to approve the agenda. Is there any discussion? Nikki, did you join us?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. We're just voting on, there's a motion on the floor to approve the agenda. Jade, roll call.
Brenda?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to minutes. And I know there are some corrections for the April 7th minutes. What are the wishes of the board?
And April, May 4th ones also too, because that was in the correction record.
Okay.
Yep. And then the NFBA one was on the May
7th, or the April.
April 7th.
If it's okay, I'll just make a motion to do them as a block, as amended.
Okay. Motion by Glenn to approve the minutes for April 7th, May 4th, and May 11th with the appropriate corrections.
Second
by Susie. Is there any discussion? Do you want to just go through those corrections really quick, Jade?
I don't have
any. You don't have one? Okay. Okay. Got them.
There was 5 for me and 1 for you.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Glenn?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. Public comments? Any public comments in Sandpoint? Any online? Hearing none, we'll move on to the superintendent's report. Mr. Seifert, floor is yours.
Okay, yeah, I gave you guys a pretty detailed board report last week. I don't have a lot to add. Other than the consolidated grant has been finished submitted to the Department of Ed. Jade and Hillary finished the Summer Oasis, which was a huge job. And as you know, the borough did not approve our full request for funding, but I'm quite optimistic that they will once we get exact numbers from state funding, so I'm not terribly worried about that. And we are in the process of getting a lot of maintenance done at the Sandpoint School. It needs to be done for a long time. Mike and Scott are working every day. They're giving me a sign sheet at the end of the week as what was accomplished. So I'm hopeful that school will be in tip-top shape once school starts. Donnie, when he gets back from New Jersey, will be doing the same thing at King Cove. So that's all I have.
Any questions? Comments?
Did we get any applicants for music position in Sandpoint? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brenda?
Not yet.
I would just like to make a comment. I'm not as optimistic as Mike is about the borough assembly. I would request after our budget is approved and the next Borough Assembly meeting comes up, I would like people to be there, please. It was very frustrating because out of one side of people's mouths, they support it, but on the other side of people's mouths, they're not supporting it. So it's really back and forth and up in the air. And people will say, well, I'm all for the school. And then 10 seconds later, it's like, we've got to cut someplace, and we are in a school at the school board with our budgets and trying to make sure everything is going to be okay. And one of the comments that I heard, if they have to cut, I wonder how people are going to be feeling if they have to cut basketball. And I think it was a joke, but I'm not sure. I was very frustrated by some of the things that they cut out of the budget for the Borough Assembly this last meeting, and for them to try and scrape together the amounts of money extra that they were going to give us beyond the $8,000. Sounded very frustrating, so I think once the budget goes to them, I sure would like support from people. I'll be calling you all to let you know when the board meeting is going to be so we can have attendance there and have questions be answered if possible. It's going to be very contentious this year because the borough is even looking at shortfalls in different areas, and with the city of King Cove coming after money, they want a lot of money that they feel is owed to them. Acatan wants a lot of money that they feel is owed to them, and so we've got a lot of push-pull here and there with education sort of off the wayside. I kept hearing, they base $800,000. Well, the base $800,000 is nice, but, we've got a lot of extras we're going to have to cover. So I think that when that comes up, I really would appreciate support. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Yeah, Mike and I attended the borough workshop last Thursday, and we spent some time with the assembly answering a number of questions there. I was kind of frustrated. They were really concerned. They had a lot of questions about the cost of the E-rate and the internet. And I think there was just some confusion in how the school district's budget was put together and why. But it seemed to me that they were wondering if the state came in with more money, if we would be able to restore some of the cuts that we've made. And Mike and I tried explaining a number of times that even if the state comes in with more money, that just decreases the amount that we're requesting from the borough. It doesn't restore programs. And we tried to explain that a number of times, and I'm not sure everybody that was there or everyone at the table that I could read faces, I wasn't sure if everybody got it. So there seemed to be some confusion on
right.
how the budget was put
right.
together.
And another question that they have couldn't be answered was how much the rollover funds is going to be restored back to them at the end of this fiscal year, and since they couldn't get that number, it's just like they would not discuss it. We'll discuss it when the school district passes their budget. So they left it at that. So it'll be back on the table our next meeting.
Right.
Yeah, we won't know until our fiscal year closes. But they didn't even ask us that during the workshop. There was a lot of question about the internet. The internet seemed to be a big sticking point. And I think a question was posed not during the workshop, but later that someone was taught without the internet and that we could still do that. And my response is, we could still do that. We could teach our children without the internet. However, when they graduate from our school and go out into the larger world, they would be considerably further behind their peers.
Right.
Anything else you want to add?
The sticking point with Paul is if he wanted to know the exact amount of what the rollover money would be, and then he could subtract that off the top of what the school district was requesting. And I don't know I can't remember if it was Stanley or who it was said that it's usually about $200,000 is about what the rollover money is each year. So we could just subtract that off the top, and I think it's not good to discuss that until you know for sure. So And I said, goodness sakes, I don't think it's going to be near the $200,000 this year, but I can't make a note on it. And I tried calling Mike a few times, and he did return my call the next day. But, but it was much good stuff. But, you know, it's table tell we come in with our budget and after the states made their decisions on what they're going to do.
Anything else, Mike, you want to add?
No, that's it, but it was a little frustrating. The same thing that you said, Tiffany. I mean, we tried to explain all of these issues at the workshop, and I was seeing the faces, the people didn't seem to understand. So, Brenda, I guess we're going to disagree this time. I hope you're wrong, and I'm not. The people I've talked to said they do support the school, and So I hope that I'm talking to both sides of their mouth.
Any further questions or comments for the superintendent?
When is your next meeting? Okay. Let me know too, Brenda, because I'd like to. I'll be working these people too, so. And I'm kind of hearing the same things that Mike's hearing.
Well, they said it in the workshop.
Okay, I hope so. And I think Paul and David are our biggest contenders that we have to educate. I think if they understand a little better, it'll be a lot easier.
Who's David?
Who's David, Brenda?
I mean Alvin.
Oh.
My brother.
Okay. Well, if there's nothing further, we'll move on to new business, the BP Varsity District Playoffs. Jay's done a little research on that.
This is what Ed Lester, he's our Region 1 board person, board of directors for OSA, for the sports and everything, and he said this is what the other districts do. This is basically what we've been talking about, but OSA doesn't have a policy. He said you could do it this way, you could do it based on their records against each other, or you can have a backup plan for one or the other. So
this is what we try to keep as simple as possible, but the proposed policy regarding district playoffs. Any thoughts, comments, desires of the board? Does it read like the way the board would like?
I think it was really cool that there's no title or this is the amendment to it or what.
We don't have a policy. There's no number, there's no policy at all right now.
They're just throwing out the sentence and that's going
to... We asked them to develop a policy a few meetings ago regarding playoffs, but then there was a question whether we were allowed to do playoffs, so that's why Jade checked with Mr. Lester about...
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Because we talked about it back in March, February, I don't know.
And this seems to be right to the point. It just says they're going to have a playoff game and they'll have three games, third if needed, and then if weather is a factor, that whoever has the best record will be going to the regionals.
Right. Yeah, I understood that. It was just kind of...
It wasn't in the policy. That's why we...
Because
we
just did... Or something like that. It was just, you know, sentence and stuff we had talked about before.
So would you like to send it back for editing, numbering, formatting, or do we want to move for first reading? Can we move it for first reading?
Can we move it where we don't have
it's not all
have
a number on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Send it back for
revision. Send it back for, so the content's good, but send it back for numbers and preparing for first reading.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That work for people? That work for you?
Well, I've got a question. This is
go ahead.
So if you're putting it up for playoffs, okay, and you can't make the playoffs due to weather.
It says if weather forces a cancellation of district playoffs, head-to-head records will be used in lieu of games.
So we don't want the best record.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear me, Brenda?
Yep, I sure did. So if, say if, say if in lieu of games, Sandpoint is down by 3 games, and they can't make it in here because next regionals will probably be here. They were in Sandpoint last time, so for in districts, which next time would be here.
They go. In district, they both go.
Well, in district, they both go, right? But, I mean, if they're in district, right, King Cole would be here.
Yeah, this is only when advancement to regionals went outside of the district.
Okay.
Anything else? If not, we'll kick back to you guys for putting in the format for and able to pose it for a first reading.
Okay.
Moving on to FY16 budget second reading. I always get confused on the first and second. So do we have to move it for a second reading before we can have discussion?
Yeah. On the floor, okay. And then motion to adopt after.
Okay.
Also move to put it on the floor for a second reading.
Second. Moved by Glenn, second by Arlene, to move the FY16 budget to the floor for a second reading. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Nikki? Nikki?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Okay, there's a number of questions. Who wants to get started?
I'm sorry.
Nothing. Okay.
Well, do you want to start at the top and go down, or do you want to, the one I got on the bottom is the same one that Hillary has? So.
The one question I have for David is, when we're on Sandpoint, and this is page 39 of 73, and it's talking about the heating fuel, and it said for FY15 we budgeted $294,000, and for FY16 we budget $225,000. We cut it by $69,000. So how did we cut our fuel so much in 1 year?
It mostly has to do with the fact that last year the fuel expense was extremely high in comparison to prior years, and that had to do with, I guess, some louver setting issues after the new system was put in, and so we're trending this year considerably lower than we did last year, and so that's why I reduced the actual expense, plus we're hoping to get some benefit of a lower cost of fuel, but I didn't reduce it completely in terms of what I thought the trend was. I still left some increase in there, but reduced what appears to be an overage from the prior year.
I'd still be careful there because we didn't have a cold winter last year, and I wouldn't be surprised if we have one this year.
Well, that was considered, and that's why there is an actual increase in that number. Had it been a truer number in the prior year, I totally appreciate your concern.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
When I took over July 1st, we basically turned the boilers, turned all of them off except for one that 120 degrees. We've done that again this summer. And we also saved heating the pool last summer, which we're also saving this summer. So that's where some of that comes from.
And the other thing we're doing is we're going to use number 2 diesel in the warmer months at a lower cost.
Why, again, that's another one I'd be careful with because that really messes up a furnace.
Okay, and then...
Apparently that's what it used to run on all the time, number 2, exclusively.
What's other services on the same page? Because other services last year was $40,110, and for this year's budget is $3,000. So there's a $37,000 difference there.
And you're still in standpoint?
Yes, uh-huh.
Mostly it's to replace the lock and to remove the playground.
Oh, okay. So the other services, why it was $40,000 is because we added the locks change in that. So normally our other services are $3,000.
Correct.
David, this is Glenn. I got a question. I'm on page 36 of 41, and it's school board meetings. They 24 versus 25 days, but if you move over on the deal, I notice 1, 2, 3 board members were left off of the health insurance, and one was paying some HERS. And do you know what's happening right there? I'm just kind of curious with those numbers and how true are they?
They're based on actual from this current year. There are 3 board members who, for personal reasons, have chosen not to take the school insurance.
Oh.
And I don't know the history, but one of your board members is on the PERS program and is probably sitting across the table from
you. Sitting next to me.
He could be. And I don't know the history on that. It may be some prior employment or something. I don't know, Hillary. You might know the answer.
We used to do PERS. One of my school board before.
Oh, that must
I
be
love PERS.
Well, you're not included, yeah. Though.
So it must be because it was
from our district, but I get it through Alaska Care because of PERS, mm-hmm. That was vested.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's why it didn't make sense. Okay, thanks, David.
You should be on if there's a question that you should be on PERS, you probably want to direct that to Cheryl Lynn because she can check with the state.
If
I can add just a comment, I think your discussion was right on the topic as far as the presentation with the assembly. One of the issues when they talk about money back from the district, that is not determined until probably clear into July. We have to wait till every single thing is in. And I'm not sure where the mayor got his information. 2 years ago, the school district committed to returning $250,000 based on an agreement, not anything to do with actual expenditures. And last year, we returned $74,000. And so I don't know sure where that $200,000 number comes from, but we don't budget based on what we might get back because we never know. Certainly, it's a contributing factor in the end. And I think that based on what we're trying to accomplish with the expenditures, we need the matching revenue. If we don't get the revenue, then clearly we have to look at the expenditures. I shared an email that came from the state today indicating they're preparing for a partial government shutdown. So it's really hard to say what the state is going to do until we know how much they're going to fund it. We really don't know how much we need in addition. And some of the areas that we may have an opportunity to look at are the E-rate issue with the increased expense. The reason that expense is up so high is because the state is indicating to the school districts that we should have a 10-4 feed, and we don't have that in any of our schools, with the exception of 2 that we had for 5 months of this prior year. The state has indicated that they are going to give the school district a $134,000 grant, which is not reflected in the budget because it's all contingent on this state budget being approved. This will certainly help with that. We can look at reducing speeds in some of the smaller locations as necessary to try and spend less money. There's still a question of what our health insurance is going to look like in terms of cost. The budget is based on what we were told the rates would be if we just renew. GNET is looking at getting us comparative bid from Aetna so that we can see maybe what opportunities we have to potentially change carriers or to go off this grandfather plan, which has some pluses and minuses. So there are just so many moving parts and variables right now that we did the best we could with trying to put a budget together based on so many unknowns.
So I have a question. Right now, it's not a balanced budget because we have revenue from the borough at 1.4, and they've only approved the 8.
Yeah.
So
we can't approve
an unbalanced budget, can we?
I don't think the borough has approved anything as of yet.
Well, the first reading, they only have the 800.
I don't think we had a first reading. We were waiting to see what the borough school district has.
And I can certainly attempt to balance it. I'll just need direction on what you want cut. $675,000 cut.
If that's cut, we'll never see any more money from the borough.
Brenda, my understanding is that last Thursday was the second reading of the borough's budget.
That's what I thought, too.
Yes, but I don't think, goodness sakes, because we were not approving anything on the school district's budget until we got a final budget approved by the borough school district, was my understanding.
So you didn't adopt your ordinance and the budget ordinance?
Yes, we did. But my understanding is that we weren't approving anything on the school district until the school district approved their budget.
My understanding from the workshop was that they were looking at the $800,000 base contribution and that they would look at the additional whatever was needed at mid-year or whenever at a different time when they knew exactly what the state's contribution was going to be, but that for the time being, the budget adopted included the $800 base contribution. That's what I understood.
$800,000. Well, if that's the case, we've got to cut our budget by $610,000, and if we cut all that stuff out, I'm same thing with Mike. I don't think we're going to see any of it back. Cut all the sports, cut all the vocab, cut.
Well, you just can't approve the budget.
What are those things?
It's just that simple. Brenda, I just feel that we can't approve this budget until we find out what the state says, and we have to go back to the borough anyway.
Our only...
We can't do it if it's not, you know, and I won't cut any of this stuff out. That would be silly.
Our only hindrance right now is what is our deadline to get a budget turned in to the state?
It's the 15th of July, isn't it, Dave?
Yes, that's correct.
Are we going to know by the state what our funding is going to be by then for sure? I don't think it's a guarantee that we will.
I don't believe we will know based on the email that came out today from the state.
Right.
And all the pink slips went out to the state workers today. Three of my friends all got OCS and such, and DOT at the airport in Anchorage all got their pink slips today.
So should we wait till early July, hope for the best that we'll have those numbers then?
Well, that's what I think. That's the way I would do it.
Okay.
Are we going to have you and Dave come early July?
Yeah, the 7th.
So the 7th?
Early July is when we're having our next borough assembly meeting.
Okay. Borough meeting is on the 7th. Early July,
I think. Okay. So I don't think we can adopt this. If it push comes to shove, I mean, Arlene had a good idea that we're being held up by the state. How can we be held to the state's deadline?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
We should be able to ask for a continuance upon them getting their act together. But right now, I think we're in a holding pattern until we get information from the legislature, and we'll try and get that scheduled as soon as we hear from them. Does that make sense to you, Mike? Mike?
Hello? I'm just got out of traffic into my car. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I think we're just in a holding pattern until we hear back from the state legislature, and didn't think that it was fair that they held us to a deadline when we're on hold waiting for them. So if it push comes to shove, asking for a continuance if we have to, but let's wait until we hear from them.
Okay.
Music is budgeted right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Right. Anything else regarding second reading? Hearing none, moving on to resignations. And we have resignations in the packet from Bradley Herndon and Glenora Dishkin. What are the wishes of the board?
But when we started discussing the budget, didn't we make a motion and a second, and then we had discussion? Then we just...
That was just the second.
Just
thing.
To
we're
put it on the table.
Oh, yeah. Just put it on the table. Okay.
We never adopted it.
So we don't have to do no other action on it. Yeah. Okay.
We'll come back for a third reading.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Bradley Herndon and Glenora Dishkin have submitted resignations. What are the wishes of the board?
I make a motion to accept the resignations.
Second.
Motion by Hillary, second by Arlene, to accept the resignations of Bradley Herndon and Glenora Dishkin. Any further discussion? Hearing none.
Is Mr. Herndon's resignation also going to be with the recommendations of Superintendent Seifert?
You mean as of getting out of his contract?
Yes.
Yes, we are, there's a fine that we are imposing. It's written in the negotiated agreement that he will be deducted from his last two checks.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Glenn?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Moving on, board comments. Anybody?
A quick question for Dave.
This is Brenda.
Oh, go ahead, Brenda.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, I've just got a question for Mr. Seif, Tiffany maybe. Edda and Peyton are full school up to Cold Bay and inventory and get things ready for the school closeout up there.
Yes.
Carrie seems to think that's her job. She talked to her today, and she hasn't cleaned anything out of her apartment. She'll be coming back. She thinks she's the one who's cleaning up an inventory.
Yeah, no, she's absolutely not cleaning. She no longer works for us, Brenda. She is finished with her contract. So, no, that's just, I don't know what control issue we have. We know Peyton and Anna will be taking care of that. And so, anyway, I sent an email to that effect to Carrie letting her know that. And I left them a phone message as well. But she was supposed to be gone last Friday.
Yeah, I guess your stuff is all still in the apartment. I don't know if she's coming back.
Well, she's responsible for that, but anything inside the school, that's our responsibility, and Ed is taking care of that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gwen?
My question, actually, David, if you don't mind hanging on to the line after for a second, I'll just ask you after the meeting.
Okay.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks. That's it.
Anybody else? Agenda items for next meeting, third reading of the budget. Anything else? Okay.
I'm going to put the first reading for the other
board, the Barton City District.
Yeah.
something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Claire.
Yeah. It's a closet. It's a trick question.
Anything else? If anything comes up, let me know. Date, time, and location. Pending information from the Alaska State Legislature. We'll work with the board to find a time that's working for everybody. Does that work for everyone?
Yes.
All right. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Glenn, second by Arlene. Is there any discussion? Is there any opposition? Hearing none, adjourned at 7:07.